New Orleans got walloped by an intense rainstorm yesterday that overwhelmed the city drainage system, quickly flooding streets and areas that normally don't get swamped. Now the city is bracing for a potential tropical storm, which could also cause major flooding. Joining us now is Ghassan Korban, Executive Director of the Sewerage and Water Board of New Orleans. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Tell me, what can you tell us about what happened yesterday and how well did the system perform?
Well, yesterday was a very tough day for the city and for us as well. We really got hit by a major, major storm, in excess of 8 inches of rain within 3 hours. That's a major event for any drainage system. And as you just stated, it overwhelmed our drainage capacity. And we went from just simply draining the city and keeping it dry to just basically moved into expediting the draining the city and after it flooded. So it was a tough day, but we performed at optimum capacity, meaning we drained the city as fast as we possibly could do. So we did what we needed to do yesterday to drain the water as fast as we can.
How ready is the system for the expected hurricane? How ready is the system for the expected hurricane?
We are in a very good position. We're in a situation that's better than we've ever been for a long time. We have 118 pumps throughout the city that are available to be used. That means it gives us a lot of redundancy in the system. So if a pump fails at a specific station, we can substitute it and kick one that is sitting idle, ready to substitute for one that may trip offline. So that's where we are today. We are in a position where we can provide enough power for any pump that we need. Again, that's a situation that's so much better than in years past. So we stand confident today that we can face another round of storm or storms that we're expecting.
And how are your staffing levels?
The staffing level, again, is at optimum level. We have every critical post staffed with redundancy. We have tremendous talent on our staff, that people who can react, who can manage tough situations on moment's notice. And that was exhibited yesterday or demonstrated yesterday by our staff. It was admittingly, it was a surprising event, and everybody stepped up and geared up and just managed it beautifully. So I don't expect any less for the upcoming day or two.
What would you say is your biggest concern for how the system will perform?
Well, again, you know, we do have a very fragile and old system, and I've always said it's remarkable that we can do what we do with what we have. And there's always that chance of something breaking. And but again, we offset that or compensate for that with the tremendous talent that we have on staff, that people can just react so quickly and manage situations very, very nimbly and creatively. So the other concern, obviously, is just the intensity of the rain. If we have 8 inches of rain in 3 hours or more, as some predictions are out there, we will have some flooding in the city, unfortunately, and that's just a fact. And again, an event like that will overwhelm any system in any city in this country.
What can you tell residents about how they can help prepare for this storm?
Well, I think we learned yesterday that if there's a way to stay home, reduce your amount of driving. If you don't have to drive, don't drive. If there's a way you can proactively put your car in high levels, just do that. Don't take any chances. Certainly avoid underpasses. Those are very dangerous spots, and people don't take those seriously, and often they put themselves in danger. And proactively, people can look around their catch basins, and if they are clogged or there's some debris, especially from the storm yesterday, just, you know, play a part in helping yourself and helping your neighbor and minimize the amount of backwater, because if that catch basin is open, it will help facilitate moving water from the street down to the collection system, down to our canals, and then to our pumping station. So I know that's something that it's on us, and it's a city and sewage and water board duty, but we've seen that there's thousands of them out there, and we cannot keep up. And citizens out there can help us help them, and they can just help themselves by diminishing the chance of water making its way to their yards and then potentially their homes.
Yes. Ghassan Corban, Executive Director of the Sewerage and Water Board of New Orleans, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
This is New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO.